KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fair skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 45. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, at least one person was taken into custody following the pursuit of a stolen vehicle that ended just before 6 a.m. today at 4th and Scott Streets in Griswold. Detailed information is still sketchy at this time, but dispatch reports indicated that the vehicle had been confirmed stolen out of Montgomery County. Deputies from Pottawatomie and Cass County responded to the scene. We'll look for more information to be released later today. A Pottawatomie County man facing 40 counts of animal neglect is scheduled to appear in court today. 35-year-old Dustin Young of Hancock was charged after authorities searched his hunting dog training and breeding company in May. Young is currently out on $20,000 bond. He pled not guilty in July, but a plea agreement is being discussed. If convicted of the crime, Young faces the maximum sentence of a year in jail for each of the four serious misdemeanor animal neglect charges, plus fines amounting to $1,875. Young is also charged with 36 animal neglect counts as simple misdemeanors, the maximum penalty for which is up to 30 days in jail for each of the offenses and $625 in fines. Young is also named as a defendant in a lawsuit filed by Pottawatomie County seeking compensation for costs of animal control that law enforcement accrued while rescuing 41 dogs on his property. That amount will be determined after his neglect case is resolved. Authorities in western Iowa say a high-speed chase that started in Carroll County eastbound on Highway 30 at around noon Tuesday involved a number of law enforcement agencies. Speeds reached up to 100 miles per hour as the driver went through Glidden and into Greene County. Calls were made to deploy stop sticks, and the driver of the vehicle, believed to be Joshua Black, who's formerly of Nevada, was said to have been involved in a domestic dispute and reportedly armed with a knife. The suspect drove the car into a cornfield north of Highway 30 in Greene County and took off on foot, but he was apprehended shortly thereafter. No other information on that incident is currently available. Authorities in Shelby County report 45-year-old Michael Dean Bierman of Harlan has been charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense, as well as possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third offense, and prohibited acts. The charges are the result of a search warrant being issued for Bierman's residence where marijuana and methamphetamine were found. A December 11th trial date has been set. If found guilty, Bierman could spend 12 years in jail and receive fines of $12,500. Officials said also 31-year-old Mark Kent of Oak Harbor, Washington, has been charged with allegedly stealing a truck. Kent allegedly took a Ford F-150 from 12th Street in Harlan, where the owner had left it. The owner was notified and told that Kent was driving the vehicle when he was arrested on other charges. A December 11th trial date has been set for Kent as well, and if convicted, he could face up to 5 years in jail and fines of up to $5,000. Elsewhere in the news, Adair County Auditor and Commissioner of Elections Mindy Schaefer reports that on Thursday, November the 8th, three citizens from Adair County each registered as members of either the Democratic or Republican political parties and met at the courthouse in Greenfield to conduct a post-election audit of the votes cast at the 2 Northeast Stewart precinct in the November 6th general election. Last Wednesday, the Iowa Secretary of State's office randomly selected one precinct from each county in the state to be the subject of an audit. The audit team handed out the votes cast for the office of governor and lieutenant governor on the 416 ballots cast at the Stewart polling site on Election Day. The team's hand-counted results were then compared to those reported by the ballot tabulator results tape that was generated at the polls on election night. Schaefer said Tuesday that the results matched exactly, and that's the outcome all voters and election officials should expect, and it should strengthen the confidence Adair County voters have in the integrity of the election process. And Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke reports the Secretary of State's office has ordered a post-election audit of the November 6th general election in Montgomery County. By random selection, the absentee and special voters precinct will be precinct audited. Montgomery County Auditor's office will conduct the audit on Thursday starting at 8 a.m. It'll take place at the supervisor's meeting room at the courthouse in Red Oak. All the proceeds are open to the public. Also, officials of the Wellmark Foundation on Tuesday announced that 17 Iowa organizations have been awarded matching assets to community health or match grants. Applicants were able to request up to $25,000 in grant funding. Recipients were challenged to match the grant at 50%. Each of the grant recipients submitted projects will help individuals, families, and communities achieve better health through built environment initiatives that encourage physical activity and or access to and consumption of nutritious foods. Among the 17 organizations that were selected to receive a 2018 Small Match Grant is the City of Earlham, $15,000 for tennis court restoration. City of Glenwood will get $25,000 for a trail and trailhead project, which will connect Glenwood to Bellevue, Nebraska and Council Bluffs. And the City of Glenwood received $25,000 for Vine Street pickleball courts. The City of Glenwood and Southwest Iowa Pickleball Committee are working to create 6 pickleball courts. In the funeral announcements, Helen Muriel Mortensen Bancroft, age 90 of Stewart, died Friday. A funeral service for Helen Bancroft will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Bernard Russell Hansen, age 82 of Griswold, died Thursday. Memorial services for Bernard Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Carl Lemke, age 85, of Adair, died Monday. Funeral services for Carl Lemke will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Ronald Blaine, age 74, of Rancho Cordova, California, died October 11th. Memorial services for Ronald Blaine will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Shirley Schlater, age 83, of Exira, died November 5th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Shirley Schlater will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Rodine Frakes, age 86, of Audubon and formerly of Goldfield, died Saturday. Graveside services for Rodine Frakes will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Glenwood Cemetery in Goldfield. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has arrangements. Patrick Hyken, age 64, of Iowa City, a native of Atlantic, died November 2nd. A private family ceremony for Pat Hyken will be held at the Hyken Family Farm, followed by a public celebration of life open house this Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Gay and Siha Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. And Major General John Jack Peppers, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jack Peppers will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.